Alright guys, today I'm taking you to the most famous hamburger restaurant here in Calgary. Do you like hamburgers? So this restaurant is called Peter's Drive-In. Peter's Drive-In. Now, it's not a normal restaurant, okay? When you hear the word drive-in, it's not drive-through, okay? You know, restaurants like McDonald's or, you know, Burger King, they have a drive-through where you don't go sit inside, you drive, you give them your order, you know, you roll down your window, you give them your order, you drive to the next window, you get your order in, and you drive away. Okay, that's called a drive-through. Now, this restaurant has a drive-through, okay, so this is a drive-in, it has a drive-through, but the reason it's called a drive-in is because it's not a normal restaurant. Okay, normal restaurants, you go and you sit down inside the restaurant. Like McDonald's is a normal restaurant, you know, you go there, you know, you order your food, and then you sit down. Well, here at Peter's Drive-In, there's no place to... Gotta be careful, I just about missed my turn here. Okay, so at Peter's Drive-In, it's not a normal restaurant. There are no places to sit inside. Okay, so that's why it's called a drive-in. Just like if you go to a drive-in movie, I don't know if they still have drive-in movies these days, but a drive-in movie is where you just sit in your car. You drive to a big screen out in the country somewhere, and you watch the movie from inside your car. Okay, so that's sort of the idea here, except this place has picnic tables outside, so I'll probably go order my food and then just go sit on a picnic table outside. So yeah, this is the most famous hamburger restaurant in Calgary. It's really good. I've been there a bunch of times before. And not only hamburgers, it's known for its milkshakes. Okay, so what you can do is they've got a whole bunch of flavors that you can choose from, and you can combine the flavors. Okay, you can mix, I think, up to three flavors. Okay, so I can't remember all the flavors they have, but let's say they have some fruit flavors like mango, strawberry, banana, and then you've got the, you know, the normal flavors like chocolate, vanilla, you know, strawberry, whatever. And then I think they've got other flavors like Oreo, marshmallow, coffee, those kind of flavors. So I think you can mix up to three. Okay, so I'll put a picture up here. When I get there, I'll take a picture and I'll put it up here maybe right now, so you can see all the flavors of the milkshakes. And I want you to tell me what you think is the most disgusting combination that would be possible. And not only the most disgusting, but also the most delicious combination, okay? So let me know those two things down in the comments. The most disgusting combination and the most delicious. Oh, I think I have to turn here. Anyway, I'll stop the video just so that I don't crash. Don't want to crash and then blame you guys for my crash. So yeah, I'll stop the video here, and then when I get to the restaurant, I will take you guys inside. All right, see you there. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I'll get a triple burger, please, with small fries and mango, banana, peach milkshake.
Anything else, sir?
That's it, thanks.
And I'll be 1822.
Okay.
Anytime you're ready?
I'll just pay cash.
Sure.
All right, time to eat, guys. I was just taking a picture of a sign over there. It says, please do not feed the birds. Well, birds better not eat my lunch today. All right, let's dig in. I got my ice cream milkshake here. So this is a mango, banana, peach. Let's take out the straw. All right, let's get the straw into the... Can you hear those crows? Crows and seagulls like to hang out around here because they always like to eat the leftovers or some crumbs fall, or, you know, seagulls always like to, they're called scavengers. Seagulls and crows are scavengers. They eat other people's leftovers. Okay, just trying to get the straw in there without touching it. Oh, I'll have to touch it a little bit. Okay, should we taste the milkshake? Wow, that is heavenly. All right, let's dig into this. Okay, so here we have the small fry. Look at that. Sometimes fries are called fry. So this is, you could call this a small fry or a small fries. Pretty big for a small fries. And then, all right, there's my burger, the triple burger. Take a look at that. Got some napkins, that'll come in handy. Got two big packs of ketchup, look at that. And we got some small packs of salt. Look at those, four small packs of salt. And some vinegar. Some people like to put vinegar on their French fries. How about you? Do you like to put vinegar on your fries? All right, let's dig into this bad boy. Get away. The wind is blowing the bag into my burger. All right, look at that. Oh, the wind just blew my bag off the table. All right, here it goes. Wow, that's a good burger. Man, it's a triple burger here. Let me show you the patties. Can you see the three patties of the triple burger? Yeah, that's a good burger. Man, I wish you guys could join me here for a triple burger and some fries and a milkshake. I love the feeling of warm sun on my face. Probably shouldn't be wearing my hat. Then you'd be able to see my messy hair. And I probably don't need to wear my jacket because it's actually not too cold. It's not hot. I wouldn't say it's hot, it's warm. So perfect time to take a sip of my milkshake. Wow, that's good. So if you guys come to Calgary, you'll have to come here and check out Peter's Drive-In. But I just wanted to take you guys on a little outing today and tell you about this famous restaurant here in Calgary. I would say this is probably the most famous restaurant. Normal restaurants and drive-in restaurants. So, yeah, welcome here to Peter's Drive-In. Just over there. See the restaurant over there? You know, people drive around there for the drive-thru. And then here's just like a parking lot here and some nice picnic tables here. And some nice trees. And the bright sun. Anyway, I'll bid you farewell and I'll enjoy my burger here. Like I said, wish you guys could join me here, but if you come to Calgary, you'll have to check out this place. Hope you guys are having a great day. Smash like if you like hamburgers. And I will see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.